something about X-Fip and J.J. and that maybe Chris Liss wasn't paying attention to X-Fip.
That's what Corey says.
I thought you said the thing about X-Fip.
But no.
Okay. Anyway, you gentlemen, you're the one pointing out J.J. a moment ago.
Yeah.
Right. Corey, you called out Chris Liss for never watching football.
Yeah, I thought maybe because, you know, Chris Liss live out the country now. I thought maybe they didn't, you know, maybe the NFL wasn't streaming out there because I saw this J.J. pick in the first round. Now, listen, it's not egregious, depending on what you think what the offense is going to do in 2017, going to catch the football more or less run the offense through him. But it's better players on the board at that time than Jay Ajayi. That's the way I feel about it.
I don't even know if he's going to catch football.
I don't want Jay Ajayi to have a first-round ADP.
I don't have the confidence that he's going to catch the football more because he doesn't strike me as that type of player.
This is what they're talking about.
How many times we hear this every summer about guys who run the ball and they don't catch? We heard about Adrian Peterson forever, that these guys want to catch the football more. It doesn't happen. There's puff pieces that they write in the summer and these things don't happen. With Ajayi, I like him. I keep saying he reminds me of Steven Jackson in his prime. But the one thing that Steven Jackson didn't have was like a history of knee injuries when he came into the pros to the point where he was bone on bone. So, like, I can't take Jay Ajayi in the first round. I can't do it. I like him a lot as a runner, but I have lingering concerns about his health.
I'll be underexposed.
You know, it's interesting.
If any.
I brought this up yesterday, and, you know, you talked about Liss being out of the country and drafting Jay Ajayi, maybe not really seeing Jay Ajayi play. But I know you have someone, Corey, and I said this to Matt yesterday. We went over pretty in-depth over 3 hours, and that was when you compare Jay Ajayi's numbers to Melvin Gordon's numbers. I know you like Melvin Gordon quite a bit. They're very similar. Very, very, very similar.
How many games Jay Ajayi playing?
Jay Ajayi, remember, he didn't start the first two games.
Yeah, they had basically the same amount of carries.
They basically had the same amount of carries. We compared those things. And the touchdowns are slightly greater for Melvin Gordon, obviously. The yards are slightly greater, of course, for Jay Ajayi. And I understand you take the big games for Jay Ajayi against the Bills. Melvin Gordon also had some big games. You look at the yards per carry, which I didn't realize is skewed over the big games. I mean, that is a monster difference. 3.9 for Melvin Gordon, 4.9 for J.J. I get the two 200-yard games, basically, against the Bills. But these numbers, we talked about regression from Melvin, positive regression from Melvin Gordon last year when it came to touchdowns. Yeah. We saw it. Now we're probably talking about negative regression due to the touchdowns from Melvin
Gordon.
Why? Just because if you look at the yards per carry, it's not that good.
Who led which team?
Yeah, but yards per carry, though, but 9 of his 10 touchdowns came within 3 yards or less.
I understand that, but is he going to get... Well, is that going to happen again? I don't think
It's a good offense.
Which team last year had the most dominant rushing attack?
The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills'
offensive coordinator?
That was Anthony Lynn.
Hey, look,
for most of the year.
I'll say this. Like Scott's talking about
Ajayi. Who's San Diego's offensive coordinator? Or Los Angeles' offensive coordinator?
Adam Gase runs the show.
Ken Whisenhunt runs the show.
Where at?
The Chargers.
But Anthony Lynn will get
Anthony Lynn, it's going to be Anthony Lynn's running game. That's what he does, ground and pound. That's why I'm banking on the system making the player better. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going that way. Yeah, I'm on the scheme maker because this is what he does. His offenses lead the league in rushing year after year after year. Melvin Gordon's going to be that guy.
I'm going to take Melvin Gordon ahead of Jay Ajayi.
All the time.
But I will say this. I mean, Jay Ajayi, Scott talked about the bone-on-bone and stuff when he got out of college and the injury. But Melvin Gordon's coming off of an injury, too. Let's understand that.
Well, Dr. A did say, you know, it was like PCL and he should be good for the season.
Ajayi
got held out for most of the first year.
Okay, but now he played last season. He's supposed to be the focal point of this offense from everything you're hearing. And if you do the deep dive, I mean, number one in yards after contact, elusiveness, breakability. I mean, he's up there in everything. I own zero shares of him so far. I would like to have a couple of shares of J.J. I don't think it was egregious taking him ninth at all.
That was
by the way, everything that you said about, you know, yards after contact, et cetera, when Corey called out Chris Liss, that's how Chris Liss responded.
Yeah, but that's what you have to look. I mean, I think you have to. It's one thing I've been stating and why the last couple of years I've really gotten into fantasy football even more is I do love that you can go to advanced metrics now.
Yeah.
It's becoming like fantasy baseball. There's a lot out there, and if you're not looking at it, then
you're missing the story.
Yeah, you're falling behind.
I think the big difference in fantasy baseball, though, is the fantasy baseball, you look back at the numbers, and it's more predictable, where in football, you can look back at the numbers, and that's all good, but it's also about what drives the numbers too, like he when he talks about schemes and things like that?
Well, I'll say this. So everybody's going to say Jay Ajayi did it in two or three games, and he had all that, you know, greatness. There was a really good article, I believe it was by Scott Barrett, and he broke down the other games too, and he was still very good in all these other categories. And like I said, I'm not going to be overexposed. I do want to have some shares. He's a guy that if, say, I'm picking at the end of the first round and I can get him in the early second round, I really like that. I mean, Melvin Gordon's the guy I'm going to take after the big three if I'm taking a running back that early. I'm probably going to be the wide receiver guy this year, as I've stated. But I mean, I've seen Jordan Howard go seventh overall in drafts I've done.
Yeah.
And if you look at what Jordan Howard did last year, I mean, he was pretty damn impressive. I mean, he really didn't get going until week five.
I got Ajayi at 11, so it's not like I despise him. You feel what I'm saying?
11 overall.
Yeah, 11 running back. So it's
but
not
other
like
people have him higher than that. Clearly. So that's the
difference.
Yeah,
exactly. So whatever. If you want to go down that route, like I said, I'm going to be underexposed to it, and it's probably going to be a league with not a lot of money in it.